I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, a Ted Cruz Bronx tale. Why is GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz like a toilet bowl plunger? And what is it that neighborhood regulars catcalled toward the candidate when he walked through the Bronx in New York? Late-night comic Trevor Noah has the answers. Hear from him, Jimmy Fallon, Larry Wilmore, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, and Conan O'Brien in today's Punchlines.
Following his win in Wisconsin, Ted Cruz today campaigned in the Bronx, said Cruz supporters, "None of us live there."
"We are winning because we're uniting the Republican Party."
That's not true. First of all, you're not winning. You're trying to catch up to Trump, who is winning. And second of all, you are not uniting the Republican Party. The Republican Party is uniting against Trump. You just happen to be the other guy. You're basically the toilet plunger of the Republican Party. That's what you are. Yeah, that's all you are. Because no one wants to use a plunger, but you have to get the turd out of the way.
But the hated Cruz actually has the Trump campaign on the ropes.
Cruz, the campaign said, is worse than a puppet. He is a Trojan horse being used by the party bosses to steal the nomination.
Ted Cruz is a Trojan horse. What's inside him? Besides thousands of writhing cicadas crawling around in his ill-fitting skin suit. Right?
After losing in Wisconsin, there has been a big shakeup in the Trump campaign staff, apparently. Yeah, in fact, the guy in charge of racist comments is now in charge of sexist comments, so they switched.
Wow.
Yeah. They're like,
and now, ladies and gentlemen, ahead of the April 19th New York primary, Ted Cruz is in New York City! Yeah! Oh, that's weird. Because that's the exact reaction he got uptown.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Ted Cruz has no business being in the Bronx!
Yeah, this is an immigrant community!
If you're anti-immigrant, you're not welcome here!
Get out of the Bronx!
Holy crap! Wow! Wow! Ted Cruz can't go anywhere in New York without being harassed. It's almost like he went to the Bronx just to make one of his own versions of those catcalling videos. Just to show people how hard it is to be Ted Cruz in New York. Like, even construction workers were like, "Hey, Ted Cruz, show me that pretty smile, baby." Ah, never mind, never mind, never mind.
Even if New Yorkers aren't rallying behind Ted Cruz, he's still racking up endorsements right and further right. Yesterday, Idaho Senator and inappropriately chipper funeral director Jim Risch was asked who he supports for president.
"I know you had endorsed Marco Rubio. That didn't exactly work out. Who are you endorsing now?"
"Well, I really haven't endorsed anyone."
"You're not going to support Donald Trump, is that what you're saying?"
"I'm not going to support
him." "What about the other two?"
"Well, Kasich is so far behind that it's impossible, really, for him to get the numbers. So, by process of elimination, that gets you to Ted Cruz."
"So you want Ted Cruz to get the Republican nomination?"
"Well, at this point, there's no choice."
Yes. Yes, at this point, there's no choice. It's that kind of passion that inspired the new campaign slogan, "Ted Cruz, abandon all hope." But
after a rough week on the campaign trail, Donald Trump suffered a big loss yesterday in Wisconsin to Ted Cruz, or as Trump put it, "I hit a wall." "A big wall. And I'm gonna have to pay for it."
Well, the important thing is, Senator Risch is all in.
"So far, you're only, I think by our count, the third senator, Republican senator, who now effectively on this program has come out and endorsed Cruz. Lindsey Graham and Mike Lee, your colleagues, they have. But I haven't seen
Did
a whole
I just
lot of
endorse, Wolf?
I don't know. You sort of said you prefer him over the other two.
I do.
That sounds like an endorsement, doesn't it?"
I guess it depends on your definition.
"Why?"
"Yeah. It depends on the definition. Endorsement means throwing up in your mouth a little bit, right?
Now, you may be wondering, why do New Yorkers feel this way about Ted Cruz? Well, it might have something to do with how he feels about New York.
Senator Cruz, you suggested Mr. Trump, quote, embodies New York values. Could you explain what you mean by that?
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
You know what I feel like? I feel like Ted Cruz doesn't actually know what New York values are because he's never been welcomed in New York. Yeah, he's just trying to trick us to tell him what the values of New York are. He's just, we all know what happens in that club. Have you ever been in that club? Yeah.
Now, some people are saying now that John Kasich's campaign might be showing a little bit of life. Yeah, John Kasich had to move his campaign event to a larger venue when he got more RSVPs than expected. Yeah. That's a little something good, yeah. Kasich said we had to move it from a toll booth to a sunglass hut. Just slightly more room.
So Ted Cruz is piling up delegates and gaining on Donald Trump. We might be on our way to what's called a contested convention. That's when no candidate holds a decisive majority of delegates, so the nominee is chosen through wheeling and dealing, or on rare occasions, a hot buns competition. How do you think Nixon got the nomination in 68?
I don't even know why Cruz bothered coming to New York, because this is Trump's home turf, and he understands it better than any other part of the country.
Never changes. Hey, New York is called New York.
You know what I love about this guy? He tells it like it is.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.